Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka D-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
My people. You already know who it is. It's your girl, Jay Ray, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast for that REI Radio Network. You know the one. The one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors. So y'all know we do nothing small, baby. And we already had one of the Hustleholics, Pushaholics, in the building. We got another one coming to join us right now, Mr. Alex the Great. What's good with you, baby?
What's good? How we doing tonight?
Yeah, we better know that we got you in the building, honey.
Yeah, for sure. I was there earlier when you were talking with my brothers.
Yeah, I know, baby. I already know, but we already had a special slot for you, Mr. Great.
Yeah, I see that. I still wonder about that, but I appreciate it.
Yeah. So we're going to jump right into it. You know what I'm saying? I know you pushing, y'all all are pushing that joint, you know, upgraded, and we love that joint. But I want to talk to you real quick about horsepower. Like, where did that come from? I'm feeling that joint.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Horsepower is really was a test project of me just kind of testing a vibe and a couple of sounds to stuff I wanted to get into with the other guys. So really was just a really guinea pig project. But the more and more I listen to it, I listen to it every day, and it's really a dope project. Thank you.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Now, for my people that was going ahead and listening earlier, y'all already know where y'all can find that upgraded, baby. Now, do you guys do a lot of music together?
Really, we all got together because we just need a place to record, and for the most part, we all take turns, and it just got to a point where we all liked what we were doing with our music, so we just get on anything. If we make a hook, a song, or a verse, and if it's open and somebody get on it, get on the computer and get on it, they ride that shit.
Yo, I love it. Now, tell me, like, how did you get hooked up with Kushaholics? Was that something that you guys started? Was it something that you were brought into? Like, how did that all come about?
Originally, it was a group before I came in with Romeo and Taz. And over the years, it became Team Kushaholics. So I would say I'm one of the founders. I've been there since the very beginning. Like, it wasn't too established when I came in. But I did come into the booth.
Okay. Now, I got a question for you. I keep seeing ATG. What is ATG? Explain it to my people.
ATG is ATG's music, also known as Alex the Great, which is me. It's my brand name and business name that I use, and we all kind of use to establish our music and anything in the business side when it comes to the music. So ATG is really just a brand, it's a label, and hopefully one day in the future it could become a movement. I have a lot of things that I want to do with the name, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm loving it, you know what I'm saying? You guys definitely have, you know, an original thing going on, because there's not many cats that be rocking. They say they rock, but then when you look closely, it's a lot of hate and a lot of shade. But I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I keep telling everybody, I ain't no soccer baby, but I checked up on mine. You know what I'm saying? It seems to be nothing but love between you guys.
Yeah, that's the main thing we try to focus on, because, boy, let me tell you, we definitely know the shade part. Honestly, you get so much of it, it's like you sitting underneath a tree chilling, you know what I'm saying? Like, shade don't really bother me anymore. But we try to keep that love and positivity, because we understand That's just the main energy you want to have. Anything other than that, the negativity and all that, you can't work and get anything out of that. So, and everything that we've done,
right,
we're just trying to keep it positive and straightforward vibe, and it's gotten us far. So we just want to stick to the plan.
No, I'm loving that. I'm loving that for sure. Now, you know what I mean? When I talk about, you know, I noticed that you said you're trying to brand, you know what I mean? And cats don't really understand the importance behind branding, you know what I mean? So I want you to talk to my people real quick about, you know, what ways you guys are branding your name, which way you're trying to brand the ATG, you know what I'm saying? And tell them how important it is, you know what I'm saying? Because cats don't get it.
Well, I mean, for the most part, branding is you. You know what I mean? You want the world or whoever's looking at you to know who you are. So branding gives you that opportunity to really put who you are in a nutshell, whether that's a movement or an idea you want to project. So that's for the first part, that's the reason why it's important. Number two, I mean, just to get it started, you just have to have an idea and you have to stick with it. Sticking to the plan is the most important thing. You know what I mean? You could change it, but don't try to change it. Try to make a plan and stick to it and complete it. After that, then you can go to something next. So branding, me personally, I feel like it's something, one of the first things an artist should do. Because once you do that, you think about yourself, you think about whatever creative work, whether it's music or art or whatever you're doing, what you want to do with that, where you want to take with it. So that's why I think branding is one of the first things, because now you think about your whole career first instead of just trying to do music and then, you know what I mean, just like, and because later down the road you might not want to do music no more. You see what I mean?
Right.
In branding, you kind of establish a thought in your head, okay, this is for sure I want to do. Through my branding process, it actually changed, you know what I mean? The first name, it wasn't ATG, it was OAW or OWA, I even forgot the idea.
Mm-hmm.
I squashed it. But at the same time, through that thought process, I knew what I wanted to do with my music. And through that first branding thought process, I still kept. The name changed, but the whole movement and what I wanted to do didn't change. And I made up my mind, this is what I wanted to do for these 10 years. So, you know what I mean? You learn a lot.
See, that's dope. Y'all need to listen to my king. He's going ahead and send out jewels for you to wear around in your crown. You feel me? So I'm going to need y'all to check my boy out. Make sure you're checking out my boy at Twitter.com, DAGR8, the number 8, ALX, baby. Y'all need to make sure you're checking for him on Instagram.com/SER.ALX. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing out here. Now, as a producer, like, are you exclusively Kushaholic, or are you looking to outsource and, you know, you're working with other artists? Like, is that something that you're interested in or you're doing right now?
I mean, I'm always up for it. Originally, that was something I was always up for. Eventually, when I found these guys and we established Team Kushaholics, I try to still be an in-house workforce for my brothers, but at the same time, working with everybody is not a problem. Just personally, I don't try to sell my work. You know what I mean? I try to sell me as a producer or whatever service you may require of me. I want to sell myself instead of just my material and my work. So when I work with somebody, I like to sit down and create. I don't want to just sell and do business. Because eventually I would like to do that, but as of right now, I'm not in that position to do that and be successful, because that's what I want to do. So, but if you want to work, we can create a whole project. We can make a song. We can make a wave. We want to make a vibe. That's what I want.
Hey, all my people out there that's trying to get that W-E-R-K, you need to hear my boy up. Send him everything that you have. Well, not everything that you have, honey. Only send him the best. Because, honey, we don't need nobody that don't know what they're doing up in his inbox. You feel me? Make sure you hit him up at SERDINO WASHINGTON at hotmail.com. Send your best material if you're trying to get that word, baby. Now, are we looking out for any kind of merchandise? Like, you have merchandise out here, shirts. Like, what do you got going on? Because I know my fans, you know what I'm saying? They like to walk away with some things on their chest. You feel me? So let me know exactly what y'all got going on as far as that goes.
It's a good thing that you actually mentioned that because when it comes to Team Christaholics, we just not just about the music. The whole team, we try to get into other different type of things. You know what I mean? Whether that's graphic design, whether we write, mm-hmm. and whether we doing anything that creates creativity. So when it comes to the merch now, this year we got trying to line up. We got a partnership and a sponsorship going on with a clothing brand down here in the city. We work close with him. We got some designs and stuff going mm-hmm. on, and we actually personally have a shirt designing machine and stuff like that. So when it comes to merchandise, we're fully equipped on trying to deliver that. We're just trying to finalize and jot down ideas as of right now so that way we could get that out to the people so they could have some drip for the year, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm definitely feeling that. Now, y'all need to make sure that y'all watching out for my boy Alex the Great. Y'all need to make sure y'all checking out for that the Christaholics. I keep wanting to call y'all Hustleholics. I don't know. But y'all out here hustling. That's why. You feel me?
Yeah, no.
Y'all need to make sure y'all checking for my boy.
Yeah.
Y'all make sure y'all checking for that show on May 27th. The other one on May 10th, these cats are definitely moving, shaking, and grooving. Make sure you're checking out on everything that they're doing. Make sure you check it to my boy Alex the Great, the producer. Let's make it all the sounds to my boy. You feel me? Like, yes.
Yeah,
like, I want to give you a chance to go ahead and get your shouts out. Yes. Because we want to make sure we're showing all your people love.
I'll obviously shout out to the team, but I mean, just shout out for anybody out there that's trying to do it. Shout out to all the listeners. I mean, looking at the numbers go up, love that. I love that. I just love this matching the vibe and the love and energy from everybody. Shout out to Florida, of course.
Yeah.
That's where the niggas come from right now. Shout out to all over the state, man. Fuck with the niggas.
Yo, I'm loving you guys. I'm loving the energy that you guys bring. Y'all, I know y'all heard the energy all over, you know what I'm saying? They got their hand with the master plan all over, you feel me? So y'all need to make sure y'all checking for my boys. Don't forget where they at it. If you did, go ahead and press the one. You can leave it on your mind one time. You feel me? This has been your girl, Lajay, baby. I want to thank you, Mr. Alex the Great. You're definitely doing some great things with these cats. You know what I'm saying? Y'all all are doing some wonderful things, making some big moves out here, and I appreciate it for sure that y'all blessed me. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all come back to promote some more because, honey, it's great having people that are making moves that are actually about their business. You feel me?
Of course. Yes, for sure. And I appreciate you having us, too, you know? Like, I love the vibe and energy from everybody that's recognizing the work from not just me, but
definitely.
Most importantly, my artists, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you and everybody, all the listeners, 100,000 plus. I hope that number go up. Everybody,
I
appreciate you.
Well, with the music that you guys are making, ain't nowhere to go but up, baby. That's all.
Yeah, no, for sure. I appreciate that. There's only one way. You can't get worse when you keep on doing it over again. You can only get better.
Right. For all my listeners out there, this has been your girl, Lajay, baby, interviewing Alex the Great, the pushing force behind all the music they got going on all the BT, baby. Y'all need to check him out. Them Christaholics are doing nothing small out here, so I'm going to need y'all to get with it in a wave, honey. Make sure you liking, sharing, commenting, and streaming everything my guys got going. Oh, this has been your girl, Lajay Bay, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast, interviewing Alex the Great, honey. We're going to catch all y'all on the flip side. Thank you to the sponsors for allowing us to do what we do, and we do what we do, honey. And we out. Deuces.
Yeah, peace.